שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא שכר הליכה בידו, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the reward for walking is in his hand. We'll read selected excerpts which you can find in the Zotavon Lervut system. You can also ask questions live. Topic, the reward for walking is in his hand. Rav, please. Yes, we are reading from the writings of the Kabbalist, how much they value man states, that they, that every day he must continue to go towards the Creator more and more in trying to come closer to him. Despite that he does not see this advancement in a clear way, but nonetheless he doesn't leave himself from trying again and again, and in this way he nonetheless advances. He comes closer to his Creator, which is why we're learning that the reward for walking, although he does not feel any results, but just like it was yesterday and it's also today, and it could also be just like it was yesterday, will also be tomorrow, but he does not go down from this line of advancing towards the Creator, as if advancing, even if it seems as if he's like on a treadmill, that he's just as if walking in place, but he nonetheless is walking on this treadmill and tries to advance this way. So let's learn what is the reward for walking is in his hand. Which nonetheless he has this reward when he's advancing more and more towards the Creator. So what does he have in his hand? Please study. So we're reading the excerpts from the reward for walking is in his hand. Except one. He who goes but does not do has the reward of going in his hand. In the work, this means that he's going on the way to achieve Dvikut with the Creator, called the way of bestowal. However, he sees that he is not doing anything with the aim to bestow. He has the reward of going in his hand, meaning that the fact that he wants to walk on the path of truth is already considered a reward. In other words, he should thank the Creator for rewarding him with a desire to walk on the path of truth, while others who engage in Torah mitzvot do not have this desire. They settle for simply working without considering their intention while engaging in Torah and mitzvot. He who goes but does not do has the reward of going in his hand. In the work, this means that he is going on the way to achieve dvikut with the Creator, called the way of bestowal. However, he sees that he is not doing anything with the aim to bestow. He has the reward of going in his hand, meaning that the fact that he wants to walk on the path of truth is already considered a reward. In other words, he should thank the Creator for rewarding him with a desire to walk on the path of truth, while others who engage in Torah and mitzvot do not have this desire, and they settle for simply working without considering their intention while engaging in Torah and mitzvot. Questions, please.
Вопросы.
Questions.
כן, דודי.
Yes, דודי.
זה שאדם הולך בדרך הוא כבר מקבל שכר?
By a person walking on the path, he's already getting a reward by being persistent day after day without any intention, without anything. Just comes to the lesson. He already has a reward for that. As well, yes. What is that minimum reward? What is that effort that a person does and he gets a minimal spiritual reward? I think that there is a spiritual reward for it, truly so, but nonetheless, this person, he is doing some kind of a struggle, fight with his evil inclination, which is why he needs to get support from the group, from the study, and all in all, he really hopes to receive some kind of support from the Creator. It all depends on how much he feels what state he's in. But nonetheless, he's in it to some extent. He gets up again and again and goes to the lesson, connects to the friends. And this is what ultimately saves him from the place into which he fell. Whoever participates in this lesson, he has a reward of, yes, without a doubt. Question, what is it? Rav, each and every one, even the weakest, or the oldest, or a woman, or the weakest one, that doesn't even understand, or someone's really old that doesn't have any strength, but they don't need to advance alone. They just need to try to be with everyone. And then through everyone, through the participation of everyone, they also advance.
Mark 33. Hello, dear Rav. The question is the next. A person that follows the commandments with the intention to bring pleasure to the Creator, how can he determine if he's going on a path of truth? Rav.
If he has such an intention, then he's already on the path.
Woman Hep 2.
Woman Hep 2.
Rav,
how can a person measure the reward for walking that's in his hand? On the one hand, he can come to the lesson every day and be with the 10. But how can one increase that reward and to take that reward for walking into one's hand? We need to understand that as much as a person is given from above the opportunity to advance, if he continues in it, if he holds on to it, if he does not leave, from him being pulled away, then he already has the reward for the walking, and he advances. It's like a mother, let's say, that pulls a small child after her who does not want to go, or something like that. She pulls him and takes him to the kindergarten or to school. And nonetheless, despite that he didn't want to go and was resisting, but because she brought him to school, he continues. And it belongs to that advancement in somewhat. Question, I want to understand if it's enough for us to be in something that belongs to that development. as a force that pulls us, or that we can come with some impulse of our own. Impulse of our own, yeah, it could also be, but here it's talking about that it's not you that just dragging yourself, but there's some force from above, which is given from above that pull you. And nonetheless, in this, that that you receive a reward for that development. Kiev.
Скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello, Rav.
Вот здесь в отрывке так написано, что
here it says in the excerpt,
что творец удостоил идти
happy to be rewarded with the desire to walk on the path of truth, while others engage in a regular work and he engages in the spiritual work. And we talk about the reward from this word, that the person has to feel it and strive towards it. Is it bestowal for the sake of receiving?
Не обязательно, это может быть.
Rav, not necessarily. It can be bestowal for the sake of bestowal. There are a lot of different conditions here in order to address it towards a specific action between a man and the Creator. Student, what conditions determine and differentiate bestowal for the sake of bestowal or bestowal for the sake of reception? Rav says, goal of the man. From Creator's end, there's just one goal all of the time. He wishes for the person to completely attain bestowal. Full bestowal is bestowal for the sake of bestowal, and then towards receiving for the sake of bestowal.
Ну так представляется, что человек.
So I can only imagine that a person that is in the state of receiving for the sake of bestowal, it feels as if for him it's a big issue that everyone around him are not engaged into this work, and he should feel responsible for all of this and pass it along to all of the people. I cannot really understand what can be happy about here. Rav, you're absolutely right, but we will address it soon. Maybe not so soon, but we will address this issue and we will look through it. But in general, you are right. In reality, these states are not really clear to us.
Turki tu.
Shalom, dear Rav. Kendime gerçek hakikatin yolunda yürüdüğümün farkındalığını nasıl uyandıracağım? Yani nedir bu eylemler?
How can I bring myself to the awareness that I'm walking on the path of truth? What are the actions to achieve this? What are the actions for me to bring myself to that recognition and understanding of what it means to bestow? I think that the understanding and what I need to do in order to truly bestow, it depends only on the ten. To the extent that I nullify myself, and as much as I give myself to the ten, and then if I do this day after day, it's a problem. Sometimes we do it, and then we forget about it for a few days. And this is not okay. By this we fall. But rather, a few times a day at least, I return and I check myself. Do I truly, in all my thoughts and intentions and actions of mine, do I want to pull all of my society towards the Creator? How do I do it? If I check and if I see that this is truly what my intention is towards the society, then that same day I did the right actions and I advanced.
Woman English 1.
Woman English 1.
Woman. Yes, hello, dear Rav. Hello, friends. Rav, can we take this reward as an example of the good that does good?
Ken.
Yes.
Ken. Woman, Mark Schweistrey. Oh, yes, it's a woman. Men, Mark Schweistrey.
Man, Mark 17.
Mark 17.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Меня такой.
Hello, Rav. I have a question. I do dissemination, and prior to conducting a workshop for the students, I want to go through the lesson that they went through, so that I can explain it better to them, raise their spirits, inspire them, and from this also receive some kind of joy. What is it? Receiving for the sake of bestowal or bestowal for the sake of receiving? Rav. Here, well, I don't know what is happening there, but in general, it looks like receiving for the sake of bestowal. If you teach and you pass on along everything that you have received to the others, it means that it's receiving for the sake of bestowal.
Woman, Mark 97.
Dear Rav, World Kli, do I understand it right? Whatever Creator is sending me, the taste in the work, is it considered a reward? Rav says, yes.
39.
If so, then let's continue, Dudi.
Excerpt 2.
The reward for walking is in his hand. Even though he's not doing, he still has the reward of walking. For even going to the seminary is a mitzvah, a commandment, a good deed in itself, since there he is in an atmosphere of Torah. Meaning, even if I reach the lesson, and as if I seemingly didn't learn or I didn't understand, or maybe there was no translation, it doesn't matter. If I participate in something, even without any absorption of the material, I nonetheless am considered that I participate, and this is called that I have from the reward from walking is in my hand. By reaching the lesson, this is exertion, which brings a reward. Yes, Dudi? What is that atmosphere of the Torah? The atmosphere of the Torah is we learn as much as we can, that we want to absorb forces from the Torah in order to come closer to the friends, to the Creator, as much as we're capable, even if we don't think about it. Nonetheless, this atmosphere already acts on a person. And again, question, if in the middle of the day I listen to the lesson a second time, I'm not listening, I'm not in an intention, it's like a background music. Is there a reward for that nonetheless? If you don't absorb anything from the lesson, then no. You must receive something from the lesson. Student, I hear it in the background somewhere. Is there a reward for such things as well? It's hard to say. It's hard to say. Nonetheless, you must get impressed from it. You must receive something from it, some kind of a change in the attitude and in understanding something. And the attitude to the friends, student, something that you said earlier, that we start to engage in nullification to the ten and we forget it for a few days. Yes, this is what happens sometimes. And for that, we need to overcome it. I'll tell you. The main problem is that we're not aware to what extent we don't want to absorb the lesson. Don't want to absorb it. Let's say when I would come to my lesson, you could see it in our archive. There's a lot of booklets that I wrote. And I would write everything that the Rabash wrote, that's for sure, word for word. And everything that the friends are talking about there in some discussions which belong to that, etc. Meaning I tried to copy down everything that I heard. Student, so the expression for the participation, Rav, a lot of lessons I would record. And then beforehand, before that, a lot of the lessons I would write down. And for me, this was truly like material. Even if I don't return it afterwards, maybe I didn't have time. But nonetheless, this remained. So the expression for participation and absorbing that lesson. It's good to write down every single word that I hear. Yeah, to transcribe it, to write, to try to come closer to the words, to the sounds, everything. Nonetheless, you connect and you absorb it.
And
why just the general, just listening without writing, it's not enough, Rav? It's not enough. A person does not sufficiently absorb it. Okay?
Woman Ita.
Buongiorno, caro Rav.
Buongiorno.
Our way without reward is good because the only reward is him. But how we can always walk in the spirit way and not stop? Because it's very difficult sometimes.
אז יש חברים שיעזרו לך.
So there are friends that will help you and will carry you. And next time, you'll carry them. And in this way, we'll arrive together. Which is why we have this command from the Creator that first of all, we enter into a society that we need to be connected with them. And then each shall help his friend. And in this way, we'll advance. Alone, it's impossible.
Woman Kiev.
Woman Kiev.
Woman Kiev.
Thank you, teacher. Here's our question. What is considered a reward for a person that is just enjoying the work without the intention?
There's no such thing. A person who does even the smallest effort, he has some kind of a goal by that. He has a goal in it, which is why he needs more and more to clarify what is his true goal. And that's it.
Woman Mark 69.
Woman Mark 69.
Can I ask a question from the morning lesson? Rav says, no, not now, my dear. Please do not divert us from our path. Hello, dear teacher, world Kli. Rav, we have a question like this. What is intention, actually? Rav, intention is, why am I doing this action? Why am I performing it? For what? Student, and intention is given to us by the Creator? Yes, but we can change it. And what is the right way to build the correct intention? Check myself. What do I actually want to receive from what I'm ready to do? Can we say then, when all our thoughts and actions are targeted at the Creator, so Creator Himself, He removes everything that is unnecessary, that is redundant, and leads us with what is needed? Rav says, this is correct, because we're directed to the Creator. This direction of ours, it cleanses us from wrong intentions. Thank you very much, Rav. Subconsciously, the perception of the lesson, and when we get out of the work of the Creator, is this state natural of the person that advances, or is it us to blame that we didn't finish some work? Rav says, of course, it's our issue. It's our problem.
Woman Mag.
Спасибо большое. Здравствуйте.
Thank you very much. Hello. If a person is getting included into the lesson without caring about the intention too much, doesn't it bring harm to the advancement of the whole community? No. No. He still has intention because we cannot perform any action without the intention. But his intention is automatic. It's egoistic. But it's still there, it's still present. Hence, just continue and it will change.
Woman Mat 26.
Hello, dear Rav, World Kli. Is it possible to share the feeling of the reward to the friends in my tent, and how do I do it? Is it possible to share the sensation of being rewarded to the friends in my tent? And how do I do it? I don't know. You have to think about it. Can I ask one more? So, therefore, everything that we understand during the lesson and in the sources, it's a reward, but it distances me even further from the friends because I feel that I'm the most understanding. What shall I do here? Well, nothing you can do. You should advance as is, and eventually it will settle somehow. The fact that you have this feeling that you understand more than the others, it means nothing. It doesn't mean any special kind of advancement on your end, because you're evaluating it according to your brains, and we need to evaluate Dvikut with the Creator according to the desire to connect with the others. It means that it's a disturbance. Well, this is up to you to scrutinize.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, everyone. Is the intention in our work, does it need to be to thank the Creator that gave us the desire to walk on the path of truth? Yes. Thank you. That's it? In the meantime, yeah.
Mark 6.
Самак 6.
Раф, а если почти весь урок спишь,
if это что-то... you sleep almost for the whole lesson, does it give you any benefit? Of course it does. It's better than to sleep in your bed, in your chair. Sleep. Sleep, but at the lesson, during the lesson. And if the state is it's there for a long time and it doesn't pass, and I feel myself okay physically, but I fall asleep, and it happens for a long time, what can I do? It shall pass. It's temporarily. A month, 2 months, it shall pass. Well, it has been a year. Well, then you have to prepare yourself seriously to each lesson. Maybe you have to start teaching. I actually do it as much as I can. Well, then talk to your friends, maybe more veteran friends, more experienced. They will give you an advice.
Ничего и никого больше.
No one else, nothing else.
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask, what does it mean that a person absorbed that lesson? But he has a lot of questions. So, and also one more small thing, if possible. Yeah. I see that if we write the lesson down, if we're getting ready for it, a lot of times I see a person can be weak in the intention. What can we do about it? This will come. The main thing is to continue day after day with the same lesson, a few times to read it. Everything will work out.
Kiev.
Yes, Rav, when, let's say, you're at a lesson and you have this really sharp perception and you feel the friends and the group, sometimes you feel nothing and you have foreign thoughts, all those different rhythms. What is it? Is it a reward from the Creator? Is it a result of previous work? What is it? We'll have to scrutinize it. I cannot say for sure. Try to scrutinize it yourself, lad.
Woman age 13.
Shalom, Rav Yakar. Shalom.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, friends. Today in the morning lesson, especially when Rav said to read the excerpt the second time, I felt that we're working. Even that Rav pointed out the prayer, gratitude, that's our work. And I thought, truth, we're working. We have a reward. I felt this joy. And the walking, maybe that's what the Rabash was talking about. I felt and understood the reward. Now, the reward of walking means that my person walking to the place where he is studying, going there and back, maybe pays money for the car or the bus. So all of these things are called investment. And this investment that he does to come to the lesson, the Creator covers it. He gives him a reward. So is that what he's talking about, the walking? Yeah, that's called the walking. That's it, Dudi? So continue? Yeah, next excerpt 3.
We see that the whole world works for a reward. However, reward does not necessarily mean money, which is a return for the effort. Rather, anything that a person receives in return for his work, something he needs and which will make him happy, counts as a reward. For this reason, we see that a person might work and toil for money, but one might also pay money for respect. Sometimes a person gives money and respect in order to get his life. In other words, a reward is that which a person needs. As it is written, man will give all that he has for his life. Thus, what is the reward we can receive in return for observing Torah and Mitzvot? It is Dvikut with the Creator. As it is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you? To cling unto Him.
The reward what the Creator demands of a person is to rise under the degrees and to feel all the goodness that there is in the purpose of creation. And what a person needs to attain, he needs to attain adhesion with the Creator. That in adhesion with the Creator, he attains everything. PT 33. What's her name?
לגבי השינוי ביחס בהבנה, שינוי ביחס לחברים.
Regarding changing that in the attitude towards the friends, which you said we get from the lesson, it's a question if outside of the lesson, during the meetings, we receive in practice some kind of a coarseness in the relations, and then during the lesson we get some kind of a purification of the attitude. Can we say it like that? In general, yes, but it could be the opposite. It all depends on man's attitude to what he is in and what he wants to scrutinize. But you understand correctly, Narit. Okay, so in continuation, a change in the attitude, it can also happen outside the lesson, in all of the meetings, not just in the lesson, Rav, in every place and all the time. Yeah. Okay, that was the question. Okay, good luck.
אין יותר שאלות.
יש למטה woman help.
There's no more questions. There is a woman help too below.
תודה רב.
Thank you, Rav. Throughout the lesson, I discovered that I have no idea what my true intention is. Rav, is it the first time? And as if all the time, I try to find some kind of a connection between what we're learning and between what I feel, and I feel that there is no connection. I don't know more or less, but right now when I try to clarify it in truth, what is my true intention, not the false one, I remain with some kind of a pit, and I have no clue what to say even. Rav, that's excellent. I'm happy to hear it. This is what the Creator is giving you to feel, that in truth you don't have any intention, all the more so not a true one, but rather a simple one. You don't have it. Well, and student, and what do I do? All these words to bring contentment to the Creator, I can't even understand what it is. Great, excellent, excellent. It's a sign that you're advancing to the next degree. So, but what am I supposed to do right now? Rav, you want me to tell you this? So, yes, Rav, no. No, you are wise enough and independent and quite a nagger that you will reach it, and this will be your entire reward. So let's go. Don't leave the Creator and stop demanding of Him. PT13. What's the max we can receive from the lesson by participating? You can receive from the lesson all the strength that is in the lesson, which is enough to jump to the final correction. Student, from one lesson? From one lesson? Just like it's written, there's a person that acquires his world in 1 hour.
Okay,
if there are thoughts, there will be more lessons. So what do we miss out on there? If it's written about it, a person who rejects, who postpones his work, his attainment for tomorrow, he will see it after many years.
Beseder.
Okay.
Mach 20.
Mach 20.
During our connection, we create kli, need of the Creator. Is this kli functional? Or is it like us waiting for the light of the Creator? Meaning, how do we operate during, in the mode when we wait? Of course there are changes and degrees. And Kabbalah explains those degrees to us. Iburi, Nika, Mochin, first good lud, second good lud.
We need
to go through all these things during that absorption, that we need to pass through them during our spiritual work.
And before Mahsom as well? Before Mahsom, we still have to strive to constantly become closer with the friends and in it try and feel next degree, next levels.
Tzafon one.
How important is it for us in the 10 with the inclination?
Ken.
Does it advance us to seeing the Torah as a spice? Of course, yes. Rav, I wanted to ask regarding the reward. The calculation of the Creator and the person's reward, is this a reward for him or a reward for the 10? The Creator's calculation over the reward, I didn't understand. We said that the reward for walking is in the sand. Even if he comes to the lesson, he gets a reward for that as well. So I'm asking, the calculation for that reward, is it for the individual or for the 10? If it's for the individual, but the 10 can use it as well. What a man profits, what a single person profits in the 10, everyone can use it.
It's
unclear. What does it mean that the lesson was successful? That everyone enjoys it, that they could take all sorts of words, sentences, excerpts, and join, connect them to their daily work, and connecting of everyone together. Student, and what can a 10 enjoy from this reward that everyone brings it? Rav, the 10 connects between them. The 10 connects between them. And
it
clarifies something common. Something common. Like one man and one heart. But how do you turn into a beneficial part for the 10? How does your exertion forms a reward in them that advances them. Because I think before the action, how much by that I want to push the 10 forward to connect them more. And then, from this thought, I try to do an action. So when I come to the lesson, this is for the benefit of my advancement or the benefit of the 10's advancement? For whose benefit do I come to the lesson? For the benefit of the 10 for which I'm a part of. So what do I want for the 10 when I come to the lesson? And if we come to the lesson like our common work, let's say that we were building a house, so each one does his own work, but everyone is building that house. So when we come, each one comes as an individual, but in the connection between us we form a 10. So what does each individual give? As much as he can. What does each one, each individual bring? He brings as much as he's capable of bringing. Okay, but each one brings something specific. What is the result that we want to come out of what everyone's capable of doing? I didn't understand. It all depends on the person himself. To what extent he brings a summation from his exertion in the 10 and from the whole 10, that it does as much as it, that it advances and wants to clarify all this a person adds to the 10, and accordingly he receives from them. Okay, that's clear. I'll ask one last time. I simply said that the man's exertion when he comes to the lesson, he does it so there'll be a reward for the 10. Yes. So I'm asking if everyone's coming, this approach to the lesson, that we want the result ultimately to be in the 10. So what is that common result that we want to take place because of the lesson? For the 10 to come together, to overcome, and the Creator will get revealed in that united 10, and in this way, the 10 will start to feel its first spiritual degree within its 10 sefirot that are getting revealed right now, that are filled relatively with the upper light. Thank you. Who else do we have? Он Макс 62.
Дорогой Рав, мировой Кли, спасибо большое.
Dear Rav, World Kli, thank you very much. Really glad to be able to ask the question.
Рассчитывать уже на те состояния.
Can we rely on the states? Can we expect this to go through the same states as the whole world Kli is going through? Why not? Then, in this case, I have this big desire to say thank you to the whole world Kli for this responsibility. And loyalty. And thank you for guiding us through all those states. Thank you, too.
Кармиэль.
Туда, Рав. Эх, я хочу
сказать, how can I acquire my world in 1 hour? What's demanded of me? What is he saying? Again, repeat it. How can I acquire or buy my world in 1 hour? What's demanded of me? Ravia, it's written, there's one that acquires his world in 1 hour. What's demanded? What's required for that? A desire that's very, very strong, which covers all the other desires in you. And for this desire to be not just for one moment, for you to grow it and develop it to such an extent that then it will catch all the other thoughts and desires and intentions that are in your body and will connect them all together.
Woman Hep 1.
Woman Hep 1.
שלום, שאלה מחברה.
No, question from a friend. How do we persist in my actions to bring my 10 closer, my 10 closer to the Creator in a dedicated way? By you being ready to do everything for others to be successful. Other 10s. Woman Mach 97.
Dear teacher, if I was receiving pleasure from the lesson, from you, Rav, from the friends, and even sometimes I can feel addiction, is it ego? Receiving for the sake of receiving. It's still ego, yes.
Woman Kiev 7.
Dear Rav,
how are Kabbalists feeling the Shlimut, the perfection here and now? My dear, I cannot tell you this because it's something that words cannot express, but you will feel it soon. Good luck to you.
Woman Latin 13.
Hola, Rav y amigos.
Hola.
Rav.
Hello, Rav and friends.
Una diferencia cuando leemos la preparación.
Rav, is there a difference between reading and the preparation for the lesson? There are days when we read in the preparation for the lesson, and there are those days when we don't. Is there a difference in the reward? Yes, if we read also beforehand, this is a greater reward.
Woman Spain.
Woman Spain.
Buenos días, maestro. Buenos días, amigos. Ser constante en el trabajo.
Robin Friends.
¿Produce algún cambio, aunque no lo veamos dentro de la decena?
The persistence in the work in the ten. Does it bring about a change even if we don't see it in the ten? This persistence in the work.
¿Quién?
Rob, we don't hear you. Yes. ¿Quién? Yes.
Stop. נשאר לנו woman max 69.
Let's remain first woman max 69.
Дорогой Рав, вопрос.
Dear Rav, we have a question from the 10. Does the Creator want us to work without a reward? And how do one convince himself that our work is the reward?
Ну это только лишь.
Well, only through
совместной работы.
Only as a result of common work.
Не иначе.
No other way.
Woman Hep 1. Опять она полна.
Talk about the final correction. From the lesson. From a lesson, we can reach the Gemara Tikkun, the final correction. How can it happen? Rav, I don't know. Let's wait until it happens, and then we'll be able to understand it.
Woman PT 33.
Woman PT
33.
Right, we don't hear you. Okay, right now I got the sign. According to the intention before the lesson, you told a friend that if she... No. We don't hear you well. Speak into the mic and slowly. Okay, right now you hear me okay? Yes, but slower. Regarding the matter of receiving that lesson, getting pleasure from it,
meantime,
which is in order to receive in the meantime. So in order to come closer to receive the lesson in the right form, then we need to add more of an intention before the lesson. And to add more of an intention before that afternoon lesson? Rabbi, I think so. This is how I received that they sent me the regards from all sorts of different groups which start the lesson and then in a way that they are already together. Question, in what way do we need to do it? How would you guide us here? Or that we want to be connected all together. Do you hear me, Norit?
Huh?
Yeah, close enough. Norit, Norit, the same thing. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Okay.
Tzafon 1.
Tzafon 1.
Rav, בהמשך לשאלה הקודמת...
We have a continuation of the previous question. How does it come... This recognition of evil, how does it expressed? Rav, you'll feel it soon. You'll feel it. It's actually close. We also have... Woman Mark 39.
Yes, dear teacher, if you'll allow, we have a question from a friend from the other 10. She cannot ask it. Her question is like this. If only one friend from the 10 is there at the lesson, are they still considered conductors of the upper light to the 10? Yes, but it's not one, but at least two. Thank you very much, Rav. Hello, teacher and world Klee. I don't know how appropriate this question is. It's kind of technical. You mentioned that you used to do a lot of audio recordings of Rabash during the lesson. Is it possible to find them? Yeah, if they're there in our archive, then try and find them. And if not, then not. It doesn't matter. Even if you just listen through the tapes from the Ptiha Kabbalah series, then out of it you'll get familiar with just about everything. Okay, what's left?
Woman
Mark 69. Dear Rav, I'd love to clarify. Creator, he wants or he expects from us, he wants us to work without reward. We would work for him. No. Creator is preparing the biggest reward for us, the biggest that there can be. Eternity and absolute attainment in the whole universe. But we shouldn't see it as a goal. We only should strive towards trying to give him pleasure. What does it matter if you see or you don't? You don't see a thing, so relax.
Kiev.
Thank
you. In the excerpt it says that
a reward
for Torah and Mitzvot is the adhesion with the Creator. And it starts from the first degree and then up until 125. Is it the complete adhesion there? Yes. Is it appropriate to compare it to, like, in our world, they say, there's this big man where I can call him and he will grant all my wishes, but on the other hand, let's say I know this person personally and I can just call him personally, and this is what is called adhesion. Is it appropriate? No, it's not adhesion. The question is, what guarantees a person that it is adhesion and not that somebody just told him, and he knows that there is such a person. It's two different things. Either I heard about it or I know him. The fact that you saw him, it doesn't mean a thing.
Woman French.
Merci, Rav. Est-ce que les questions préparées ensemble en amont de la leçon permet à toute la dizaine d'absorber pleinement la leçon, ou il faut vraiment qu'il y ait des questions qui s'éveillent en chacun?
The questions that we prepare before the lesson, does it help the ten to absorb the whole lesson, or do the questions need to awaken during the lesson itself? If it's not important, either before the lesson or during the lesson or after the lesson, the main thing, those questions around the lesson, for them to help you to absorb the lesson the right way. Last question, Woman Mach 41.
Hello, dear Rav. Thanks for such a great lesson. When we receive pleasure from the lessons, from talking to you, and then have this internal feeling of shame, but can this feeling also help us develop and grow? Can we transfer it into a fear? Rav says, yes, it widens your kli, and then you receive the fulfillment into it. I hug you all, I wish you health, and so that everything is good. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you to all of our friends. We'll meet tomorrow in the morning lesson. We'll end with a song.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree.